Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 10, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah talks about something called an Ir Hanidachas, or a wayward city, which is a city where the inhabitants worshipped idols, and we kill out the inhabitants by sword, and their property is all burnt, and no one is allowed to derive benefit from it. So the Mishnah begins, Anch Ir Hanidachas, the people of a wayward city that are killed through decapitation, Einam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Similar to the previous themes of the previous Mishnayos, these people don't have a portion in the world to come. It means usually when a person gets capital punishment, that atones and they have a portion in the world to come. But this particular group of people, a whole group, a whole city which served idols, the entire city loses their portion in the world to come. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah, Yatu anashim b'nei b'liyam yikirbecha, people who have no yoke of heaven have come out from your midst. V'yadichu es yosh ve'iram, and they persuaded the people of your city to serve idols. So it's a question exactly how we see here that there's no portion in the world to come. Some people say because it says, Yatsu mi kirbecha, they've left your midst. They lose the status of being a Jewish person. Others say from the word belial, which means that they will not come up, they will not rise up in the eventual resurrection or olam haba, the world to come. Ve'enam neragim. Adshu madicheha me'osa ha'ir. The people of a wayward city do not get killed until the people who persuaded them were from that city, not some people that came from another town and tried to missionize them. They all have to be from the same tribe, the persuaders, because the pasuk says, Mikir Becha, from your midst. Vach Yudach Ruba, until the majority of the people of the city serve idols. As it says, Yoshevei Iram, those that dwell in the city, that's the majority. Vach Yadichu Manashim, and the persuaders have to be males. But hidichu anashim uktanim, let's say the persuaders were women or young children, ashehudach mi'uta, or just a small percentage of the city was convinced, ashehari madichera chutzala, or the people that were persuading were from outside the city, hareilu kiyachidim, then every person that worshipped idols is judged like an individual. V'tzvichem shnei edim v'hasralich alecha ve'echad. Regardless of what, you always need to have two witnesses and a warning for every single person that served idols. Says the Mishnah comes out, Zechomer b'yachidim mi b'merubim. There is a certain stringency for an individual that serves idols over a majority. Why? Shehayachidim, when an individual serves idols, they receive the most severe of capital punishments, biskila, stoning. Lefichach mamonam palat. Therefore, if an individual serves idols, they do get the most serious, but their money, their property, their possessions just goes to the family, goes to their inheritors. V'hamerubim. But when we have a city that the majority of the people serve idols, then, besayif, they get a more lenient type of capital punishment, which is decapitation by sword. Lefichach mamonam aved. Therefore, their money, we were stringent in that aspect, and all the property and the money that they have all gets burnt, and no one gets the derived benefit. I don't know if this is true, but possibly you could say that when a group of people serves idols, there's the mob mentality, and maybe they were swept along with the craziness. But when an individual makes a conscious decision to serve, could be that to a certain extent is considered a greater sin, and therefore the punishment is skila, is decapitation. Wishing you an amazing upcoming week.